Here we go, latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news that Manchester United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has confirmed that Timothy Fatu-Mensa is free to join Sergio Romero and Marcus Rojo in looking for a new club this month. Fatu-Mensa has made just 3 appearances for United since the start of the season, playing just 108 minutes, with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer looking at other options in his squad. He's open to now letting him go. The 23-year-old's contract is set to expire at the end of the campaign, when he will leave anyway as a free agent. Solskjaer has already allowed Romero and Rojo to speak to other clubs in the hope of securing a transfer fee as part of any move, and will now let Fatu-Mensa do the same. Solskjaer said, "I'm not sure if he will stay or if he's going to make an option now. He's not played enough, so of course he's been allowed to speak to clubs with a view to leaving in January. It's difficult when you've got good players, talented players, and you can't give them game time. He's now at the stage where he needs to go and play again. It might be the end of January in the summer where he finds somewhere else, but he's working hard, he's ready for a move, and he's ready for any club that comes in for him." Solskjaer has also spoken once again about midfielder Donny van de Beek. He said he does not need to leave Manchester United in search of regular playing time and will get more chances to impress. Van de Beek has only made 2 Premier League starts since his high-profile £40 million move from Ajax, with the likes of Bruno Fernandes and Paul Pogba preferred in midfield. The 23-year-old was told this week that he may need to leave Old Trafford in order to secure a place in his national team squad for this summer's Euros. Ronald de Boer, the former Ajax midfielder and brother of Netherlands head coach Frank, said maybe it would be good for him to discuss the club exactly what they want with him. Solskjaer has now said, "I've answered the question so many times. There's so many examples of players needing a little bit more time. There's quality players. You don't expect people who care for him to be quiet at times, especially when they want the best for them." He's gone on to say he will play against Watford in the FA Cup. And Marcus Rashford has sent a message to new signing Amad Diallo after he took his old shirt number at Old Trafford. He has sent him the best of wishes, insisting he's excited to see him play. He's taken the number 19 shirt. And he said, "I hope it brings you lots of luck, bro. I will see you soon." That's all then for the latest Manchester United headlines. We'll have more news later.